Scroll 5. I will live this day as if it is my last. The events of recent times have heightened our awareness of the fact that life is fragile and can end at any time and without warning. The thought can be sobering, but it is true. When you are ready and willing to take a look at this reality, you will discover Og's view on life to be most exhilarating. Here are the 6 keys that, when mastered, will unlock the door to living this day as if it is your last. And may I add, joyfully.
I will live this day as if it is my last. And what shall I do with this last precious day which remains in my keeping? First, I will seal up its container of life so that not one drop spills itself upon the sand. I will waste not a moment mourning yesterday's misfortunes, yesterday's defeats, yesterday's aches of the heart, for why should I throw good after bad? Can sand flow upward in the hourglass? Will the sun rise where it sets and set where it rises? Can I relive the errors of yesterday and right them? Can I call back yesterday's wounds and make them whole? Can I become younger than yesterday? Can I take back the evil that was spoken, the blows that were struck, the pain that was caused? No! Yesterday is buried forever, and I will think of it no more.
The first key to living this day as if it was my last is to bury yesterday. For some, yesterday, speaking of the past, was filled with sad and frightening experiences. Og asks, can I take back the evil that was spoken, the blows that were struck, the pain that was caused? And what about the pain we have caused? Now, what needs to be done to bury yesterday? Well, where I come from, before a burial, there's usually a funeral. Now, I'm not a therapist, but here's a suggestion. Hold a funeral. Weep one last time. Beat on a chair or a wall if you must. Scream until you're hoarse. Then, write everything down on a piece of paper. Go out in the backyard, dig a hole, and bury it. It may sound silly, but wouldn't you agree it's time to move forward, and you are the only one who can make that choice? But don't forget that each new day leaves behind another yesterday. Don't hold back from having regular funerals and burials for a time if needed. The first key is bury yesterday. The affirmation is, I live today, and I no longer worry about yesterday's misfortunes, misdeeds, defeats, and heartaches. Here's the second key.
I will live this day as if it is my last. And what then shall I do? Forgetting yesterday, neither will I think of tomorrow. Why should I throw now after maybe? Can tomorrow's sand flow through the glass before today's? Will the sun rise twice this morning? Can I perform tomorrow's deeds while standing in today's path? Can I place tomorrow's gold in today's purse? Can tomorrow's child be born today? Can tomorrow's death cast its shadow backward and darken today's joy? Should I concern myself over events which I may never witness? Should I torment myself with problems that may never come to pass? No! Tomorrow lies buried with yesterday, and I will think of it no more.
The second key to living this day as if it is my last is to live in today, not tomorrow. It has been said that neurotics build castles in the sky, but psychotics move in. It is more than okay to visualize your dreams. Clarity is an essential component of creation. The risk is becoming preoccupied with tomorrow and failing to take care of today's business today. Here's an experiment. Describe your dream house. Describe your dream car. Describe your dream soulmate. If you currently have all of these, consider another dream. Write down the steps or goals you have set to make these dreams come true. Describe what specific thing or things you have done or will do today to realize each dream. Where should we spend the majority of our time, dreaming or doing the things that make dreams come true? Conversely, is next month's mortgage due today? Where should we spend our time, fearing the future mortgage or focusing on and doing the things that could pay the mortgage? Is it better to say in the end, I feared all I could fear, or I did all I could do, regardless of the outcome? The second key is live in today. Affirmation, I live in today and no longer worry about what might happen tomorrow. Here is the third key.
I will live this day as if it is my last. This day is all I have, and these hours are now my eternity. I greet this sunrise with cries of joy as a prisoner who is reprieved from death. I lift mine arms with thanks for this priceless gift of a new day. So too I will beat upon my heart with gratitude as I consider all who greeted yesterday's sunrise who are no longer with the living today. I am indeed a fortunate man, and today's hours are but a bonus undeserved. Why have I been allowed to live this extra day when others, far better than I, have departed? Is it that they have accomplished their purpose, while mine is yet to be achieved? Is this another opportunity for me to become the man I know I can be? Is there a purpose in nature? Is this my day to excel?
The third key to living this day as if it is my last is to show gratitude for life. Og is no longer with us. He died on September 3, 1996. Og's sobering words are very poignant. Why have I been allowed to live this extra day when others, far better than I, have departed? Is this another opportunity for me to become the man or woman I know I can be? Consider what you can accomplish in this extra day you've been given. Write an obituary. Entitle it, "He or She Only Lived One Day, But What an Incredible Day." Include what you could do today to create such an experience. The third key is show gratitude for life. The affirmation is, "I am happy to be alive. I live in deep gratitude as I remember all those who greeted yesterday's sunrise and are no longer living today." Here's the fourth key.
I will live this day as if it is my last. I have but one life, and life is not but a measurement of time. When I waste one, I destroy the other. If I waste today, I destroy the last page of my life. Therefore, each hour of this day will I cherish, for it can never return. It cannot be banked today to be withdrawn on the morrow, for who can trap the wind? Each minute of this day will I grasp with both hands and fondle with love, for its value is beyond price. What dying man can purchase another breath, though he willingly give all his gold? What price dare I place on the hours ahead? I will make them priceless.
The fourth key to living this day as if it is my last is to value time as priceless. Og stated, "Each hour of this day will I cherish, for it can never return." Time cannot be banked or bought, but it can be wasted. Make a list of the ways you have wasted time in the past. Make a list of ways you can maximize time. The fourth key is value time as priceless. The affirmation is, I value time as priceless, for if I waste my time, I waste my life. Here's the fifth key.
I will live this day as if it is my last. I will avoid with fury the killers of time. Procrastination I will destroy with action. Doubt I will bury under faith. Fear I will dismember with confidence. Where there are idle mouths, I will listen not. Where there are idle hands, I will linger not. Where there are idle bodies, I will visit not. Henceforth I know that to court idleness is to steal food, clothing, and warmth from those I love. I am not a thief. I am a man of love, and today is my last chance to prove my love and my greatness.
The fifth key to living this day as if it is my last is to avoid the killers of time. Og lists three: procrastination, doubt, and fear. We all agree that idleness is wasteful. Og says, to court idleness is to steal food, clothing, and warmth from those I love. Consider this. Can doubt and fear render us paralyzed, and in our paralysis, are we not then idle? Pause for a few minutes and write down your most pressing doubts and fears. No one need ever read your list. Consider how much time and energy you expend thinking and agonizing about the items listed. How much more time would you have in the day if you were to dismiss those doubts and fears? The fifth key is avoid time killers. The affirmation is, I use my time wisely and avoid procrastination, fear, and doubt. Here's the sixth key.
I will live this day as if it is my last. The duties of today I shall fulfill today. Today I shall fondle my children while they are young. Tomorrow they will be gone, and so will I. Today I shall embrace my woman with sweet kisses. Tomorrow she will be gone, and so will I. Today I shall lift up a friend in need. Tomorrow he will no longer cry for help, nor will I hear his cries. Today I shall give myself in sacrifice and work. Tomorrow I will have nothing to give, and there will be none to receive.
The sixth and final key to living this day as if it is my last is to serve others, starting with those closest to you. Service heals the servant because of two miraculous benefits. One, our focus changes to others, and we get outside of ourselves. We're not home, emotionally speaking, so we stop feeding our obstacles. And two, we generally find out that we are deeply grateful for our challenges when compared to the challenges faced by others. Here's the thought. Pause for a moment each day and ask the question, who needs assistance today? Who could I assist? When a name comes to your mind, trust the inspiration and serve. The sixth key is serve others. The affirmation is, I give myself away in sacrifice and work for others. Ogg's final words on this subject could serve as a seventh key. Excel today with the affirmation to make today my finest hour personally and professionally. Join with us in making this commitment.
I will live this day as if it is my last. And if it is my last, it will be my greatest monument. This day I will make the best day of my life. This day I will drink every minute to its full. I will savor its taste and give thanks. I will make it every hour count, and each minute I will trade only for something of value. I will labor harder than ever before and push my muscles until they cry for relief. And then I will continue. I will make more calls than ever before. I will sell more goods than ever before. I will earn more gold than ever before. Each minute of today will be more fruitful than hours of yesterday. My last must be my best. I will live this day as if it is my last. And if it is not, I shall fall to my knees and give thanks.